Have you ever had to make a decision that you know will impact your life forever, will affect you every day, and will determine the people you surround yourself with for the rest of your life? Well, at Duke University, many conflicted 18 and 19-year-old boys are at a crossroads with such a decision and are ill-informed on what to do. I'm Noah Bessner, and this is No Pressure. At Duke, this decision for these young men involves whether to join or abstain from fraternities for their college experience. As a side note, there is an analogous decision that women must make as well at Duke regarding joining sororities, but we will be exploring that in next week's episode. This episode will focus primarily on the male situation and perspectives. Now back to the topic at hand. For those of you who do not know, fraternities are social organizations on a college campus and are considered to be one aspect of Greek life. These fraternities, especially at Duke, are typically tasked with throwing of parties and other fun social events and play a major part in the social scene at almost every major university. Along with many other universities, at Duke, come the beginning of the spring semester, there is a process called RUSH, in which first-year students who are so inclined to participate compete for a place in fraternities present on campus. The decision to join these fraternities also must take place almost halfway through these students' first year of college and at the end of the RUSH process.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the
Many of these first-year students would like to consider themselves as social and fun individuals, so they feel that this is expected of them to participate in RUSH and consequently join one of these social organizations, unaware or afraid of the opportunities the alternative holds.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty fun person, or at least social. I'm extroverted, meaning I get my energy from other people.
This is Grant, a senior here at Duke. Grant had experienced a life at Duke in which he was unaffiliated with any fraternity. I decided to sit down and have a chat with Grant to get his view on Greek life and understand the viability of not joining a fraternity.
I originally wasn't planning on being affiliated. However, I really think because I hadn't found a tight-knit community similar to the one that I had had in high school, I thought that joining one of these groups would give me what I thought I was lacking, meaning friends and a structured community.
Grant echoes the growing concerns of many freshmen as they are approaching the second semester of their first year of college. But he later goes on to dismiss those concerns when I asked him whether he thought it was an option for social people to go independent and still enjoy their time as a student.
Absolutely. I joined a social organization, but I dropped, soon after during the new member education process, as it's, affectionately known. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely more difficult. You have to be more intentional, and the burden is, more personal for how you structure your time, but, I would argue that it's ultimately more beneficial because you're exposed to a greater array of people. And the options for what you do is much greater, whereas I find that within institutional organizations such as Greek life or selective living, oftentimes the activities tend to be cyclical and repetitive, and the people that you meet and are exposed to tend to be the same faces. So, yeah, it's definitely, there's a greater burden on you, but it's not only possible, but I would say advisable.
Advisable. I was shocked with the satisfaction and happiness Grant received from his time as an unaffiliated student. His enjoyment far exceeded my expectations, and I was glad to see he was not upset with his decision. That being said, I decided to ask him if he regretted his choice to drop his fraternity.
I don't regret it because I think I've made such close friendships, friends that I would now consider family. as a result of me dropping. My sophomore year, I ended up in a Kroll dorm, which was terrible. And there's no community in this particular house. But I ended up with this kid from my freshman hall who I vaguely knew, and we became best friends that year. And then also randomly we got placed on this hall with another kid and his roommate that we also vaguely knew. But just by happenstance, we became best friends. And just this past summer, I went on a cross-country road trip with a few of them. And, yeah, I mean, that's really all you could ask for, I feel like, out of college is a few lifelong friends. And I don't think I would have gotten the same caliber of people had I stayed in my organization.
Now, for people who are involved with Greek and SLG life, it's fairly easy to find fun stuff to do in their downtime, be it an open party extended to other organizations, or just hanging out with your fellow members. I was curious what was typical for fun for individuals who did not have those opportunities. So I asked Grant.
Sophomore year, especially because I didn't really have, you know, their dorms not that diverse in its social opportunities, and there weren't any parties really we could go to, so I just really, really got to know my friends. We would spend nights watching Avatar The Last Airbender and hanging out in our room, or I would go and play cards with other friends, or take trips to different places off campus, because if there wasn't that much to do here, why not get away and try to find fun elsewhere?
And he later added,
it really begot a lot of deep, intimate friendships that I wouldn't trade for anything.
Clearly, Grant felt very strongly about his decision to remain unaffiliated, and he seemed very outspoken on the topic. So I asked him if there was any advice he would like to give to people who were unsure whether or not to join a social organization come springtime.
It's fine to do it as long as you know the reasons why you're doing it. Don't just do it because everybody else is doing it and you fear the consequences of not doing it, but you should have a reason actively to want to do it. Whether it's the sense of community or the values of the organization, or you really, really connect on a emotional, spiritual, intellectual level with the people in that group. But if it's just out of fear for not being in a group, that's a waste of your time.
A waste of your time. That's what these kids are afraid of. Wasting their times. Wasting their time doing nothing when they could be having fun if they were in a fraternity. At least, that's what most people think. But as I've learned, it is a viable option to go independent and not waste your time at Duke. To go independent and have a great time and meet great people and not waste a second, if that's what you want to do. There are plenty of alternatives to fraternities that can offer the same sense of community, from intramural sports teams to volunteering organizations, amongst countless others. These young adults should not feel obliged to join one of the traditional social organizations because they feel like they have no choice if they would like to enjoy their college experience. Because, as Grant said, that's a waste of your time. I would like to thank Grant for taking the time to sit down with me and talk, and I would like to thank you all for taking the time to sit down and listen. I'm Noah Bessner, and this is No Pressure.
Comes from some other beginning's end.
This is NPR.